علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are focusing on the first sermon, whereby Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about certain duties and responsibilities of the messengers of God and the prophets. And we came across this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says one of the first duties of the messengers is that لِيَسْتَعْدُوهُمْ مِثَاقَ فِطْرَتِهِ, so that the prophets and messengers ask the people and make the people fulfill the covenants that are there, the covenant that is there within their essence to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is assumed that, of course, it is there also in the statements of the Quran and Islam, that there was a kind of a contract between God and the people, and it was the duty of the people to fulfill this contract. And also it was a duty, it's the duty of God, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He also provides those necessary means for mankind to be able to fulfill this covenant. So this is kind of a promise, or kind of a covenant, we can say, or a contract that exists between God and mankind.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
We say that the prophets are supposed to make people fulfill that covenant. And this word ahd that is there, or mithaq that is there, mithaq and ahd, both of them refer to this to a covenant or a promise or a kind of an accepted contract and an agreement between people. In the Quran, in Nahjul Balagha, we have got these words repeating many times. But now the question is, what is this contract or this promise, this mutual promise that exists between God and man, and what does it mean, and how does it happen? Is it like the prophet, is it like God and the people, they sat together in a place, let's say on a round table, let's say, and they discussed the different sections of this contract and then they accepted it? Was it like that? Obviously it wasn't. So how was it? Let us try to summarize this quickly. First of all, what was this contract in the first place? The actual original contract that exists between mankind and God is that a human being is responsible to worship only God and none else, to submit to only God and no one else, to show complete servitude to God alone and no one else. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supposed to provide mankind the means to be able to achieve this and to provide an easy access and a good access towards this purpose. What do we mean by this, that mankind is not supposed to submit to any person other than God? It means not to submit to other than God in the mind, through your theories, through your thoughts. And also it includes submitting with your limbs only to Allah and no one else. Your hands, your feet, your legs, your eyes, all the body parts should be submissive only and only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even your beliefs should be such that you submit yourself to God. There are some aspects of belief that the intellect tells you. There are some aspects of the belief that your intellect does not achieve, and it requires to listen from a person who has knowledge. And therefore, a believing person is submissive towards those higher levels of understanding regarding the universe and regarding the Quran and other issues. And also in terms of actions, in terms of in all fields, a person is supposed to be submissive only and only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is that covenant.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, we've noticed that this covenant meant that mankind is bound to submit absolutely, only and only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to nothing else. And how was this contract signed? And how was this contract placed? It was like this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind in such a way that a human being is himself such that he best functions when he is submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is ingrained within his essence to be submissive to God. Meaning that when he is submissive to God, he is mostly at peace. He is mostly he is achieving that happiness and goodness. And he is doing exactly the purpose for which he has been created. So it is as if ingrained inside mankind like this. It is there, hidden inside him. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم ألا تعبدوا الشيطان, that O people, haven't we had a covenant? Did you make a promise to me that you will not worship the devils? You will not worship shaitan? So shaitan here, of course, doesn't only include the devil, that Satan, who is apparently made up of fire and he's a jinn. No. It includes all those entities that take you away from God. So here also it's referring to that very promise that is existent within the nature of man. That is how that covenant occurred. The occurrence of that covenant was in the form and in the way and in the structure of creation of mankind. Now, when a human being does not fulfill that covenant, that means he is going against that defined structure that exists within him. And that is why the prophets come and kind of bring back mankind to perform those duties. Otherwise, mankind will continuously be in a state of sadness, in a state of, depression and destruction. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be in the path of servitude. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه